Ring out the bells for Christmas, played by the Edison Concert Band.
Welcome to another episode of the Family Time Q&A Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry, from TheRealJerryDugan.com, and I have with me Emma and Liv. Say hi, Emma.
Hi.
All right, tell folks how you've been and what you've been up to.
Tired, nutcracker, done.
Em, you make it sound like you hate Nutcracker.
And that's not true.
I'm just so tired.
Then go to sleep.
Right now?
Yeah.
Take a night.
It's only 8 o'clock at night. That's awesome.
Like, I literally could fall asleep right now.
All right, Liv, tell folks what you've been up to and how you're doing.
Tired, Nutcracker. I'm just kidding. I am tired. I am tired. I was awake a lot last night because I was listening to the rain.
Uh-huh.
And because Eartha Kitty was sleeping in between my feet for a good part of the night. And so every time I turned around, you know, and I would want to move my foot over, I would bump into this hard brick, and it was Eartha, and Eartha refuses to move. And so I kept waking up a lot because of Eartha.
She's more like a furry brick.
Yeah. I was wondering why I was so tired, but it's because of Eartha. She interrupted my sleep a lot.
Yeah. It's hard when she's sleeping at your feet because, I mean, she's there, she's soft and fluffy, and our feet come down so heavily. Like, just
one time I clocked her real good.
Oh, man.
One time in the middle of the night, I thought she was one of my teddy bears and I was going to move her. So I grabbed her head and I pulled her up and I felt so bad.
Oh.
I cuddled with her for
3 hours. Did she meow? No, she didn't do anything, right?
She didn't do anything.
Oh, wow. She meowed at me once. Like, my foot came down right in the middle of her and I heard,
meow.
And I was like, oh gosh, that did not sound good.
You got her good?
What was that? We're going to need a new cat.
Oh, don't say that.
No, that's what I thought when that happened.
When he kicked her. Yeah.
Because I thought I broke her. Because she went, meow.
that was her last words, huh?
Yeah, like, I'm right here.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what I was trying to think. We did stay up late, too, because Danielle was here. Man, when I came home, I had like a surge of energy for about 10 minutes, and after that, I was like, ugh,
you were done.
Dead.
Oh, man. And then this was the third performance of the Nutcracker Ballet, right?
Yeah.
First one was Beeville last weekend, and then...
Well, actually, if you're counting Beeville, this would be the 5th, because Beeville, 2 school shows, and then show on Saturday, show on Sunday.
That's right. Forget about Friday, where you guys perform for the schools here in the local area.
It's really cute. Because there's 2, 1 at 10 and 1 at noon, and the 1 at 10 is usually pretty packed with elementary school kids, and they're so cute. Their reactions to everything. Emma, talk. You're gonna fall asleep.
Don't do it, little girl.
Tell us which show that y'all performed has been your favorite so far.
Probably.
Are there any differences in the shows or
the Sugar Bowl Fairy?
Oh yeah. Who's your favorite?
I like Miss Heidi.
You like Miss Heidi for the Sugar Plum Fairy?
Yeah, she's so petite and cute.
Please don't tag the ballet, Jerry, because I'm going to say I like Miss Elizabeth.
I like Miss Elizabeth, too. I like Miss Heidi and Miss Elizabeth the best. And Miss Mia is still really good, but just I like Miss Heidi and Miss Elizabeth best.
Okay, cool.
This is Miss Heidi's first year doing Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's always been Shannon Cruz and then
Elizabeth. And they've let Mia do it a couple of years.
Yeah.
But this is Heidi's first year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she did pretty well?
Yeah.
Cool.
She got accustomed to too.
The Cavalier almost dropped her today. Yeah. It was kind of sketchy because he kind of...
Wah, wah, wah.
She was going to jump up on his shoulder, and he kind of... I guess the tutu made her slip. And so then she started falling to the floor, and then he caught her. And then they went into the next pose, and he almost dropped her then too. And so it was like... Oh, no.
Gosh.
And then they kind of recovered.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Man, that would not have been good.
I know. Right. And it was at the beginning. And so I was thinking, what if he had dropped her? Like, she can't run off stage because it's only them two.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would just have to finish the scene. Anyway.
Yeah. Gosh.
Emmy?
All right.
Hello.
We're going to keep her with us, guys. She's not going to fall asleep.
Why don't you tell us the story, Emma?
Yeah.
What story?
Any story.
Of somebody throwing a fit?
No, of you. Tell a story of yourself throwing a fit.
No,
Emma threw a fit? I didn't hear about that.
Emma throws a fit on the daily.
What? I've never
seen
that.
She throws a fit because in the Arabian dance, there's a lift that the guy's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm so stoked. No, we might have to edit this part out.
You can't edit the show.
Okay, no, just continue with the show, Jerry.
All right, yeah. So that extremely long intro was brought to you by us. Now, if you have never listened to the Family Time Q&A podcast, this is a podcast about family living, and we get together and we share kind of an update on what we're up to, what we're doing, and then about halfway through, we flip the unscript. I hadn't said that in a long time. And we'll ask each other a question that we've prepared, yet the other folks answering the question have no idea what's coming to them. So anyway, we'll start off with probably Emma. She'll ask us a question. Liv and I will take a turn answering it. And then Liv will ask a question. We'll take turn. Emma and I will take a turn answering it. And then finally, I'll ask a question and we'll wrap up the show from there. And so the idea of the show is that we... we're open with you and share with you our vulnerabilities, our challenges, our triumphs.
Are you scared, Jerry?
Oh man, I'm always scared on these.
Scared for what?
Because you can always call me out. You can always challenge me, and that's it's something good for our listeners to draw from as well. So we're not the Facebook perfect family that we that we typically see out there. We're not Warden June Cleaver, and we're real people just like you. So Emma, do you have a question you want to ask?
No, let me look it up in the book.
The book. The emergency book of questions. You want us to pass on to Liv, or you want to...
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to flip to a random page and point to...
While she's pulling her question, what we also want to announce while we're here is this is the Christmas season, and in the last episode, Liv and I shared with you how we're collecting family Christmas stories. So this is what we're doing. For next week's episode, episode 76, which will air on December 21st, we are collecting... your favorite family Christmas stories for that special podcast episode. And what we're going to do is we're going to compile them all together, put some Christmas music to it, and we'll share some of our own favorite family Christmas moments as well. Traditions. You already heard from Emma's as an example in episode 74. Here are the details. So think about your favorite family Christmas story, memory, or tradition. So it could be something from your childhood. It could be something you do with your family today. Whatever it is that comes to mind when we talk about Christmas, we want you to share that with us. So the way you can do that is you can call it in and leave a voicemail at 361-434-0126. You can also email it to us at jerrysdugan@gmail.com, and we'll read it for you. Or if you have your own microphone, you can use our SpeakPipe app in our website, and that's at therealjerrydugan.com/connect. And we'll put those contact points into the show notes at therealjerrydugan.com/075. And we'll make this announcement again at the end. Emma, you look like you're ready and you sound like you're ready.
Hold on. I have a question.
Yes.
How many memories have you received so far?
So far, in voicemails, we have 5.
I was so excited. I thought you were going to be so proud of me. And then when you said, oh, but you're going to talk about it, I was like, aw. Like, you totally popped my bubble. Because I was like, aw, Jerry's going to think that I love him and that I, read his emails and I called the number.
I still thought it was cute. I just thought you missed the part where you and I and the family are going to be on the show ourselves.
You sent me the email.
You're on the email list. So. But I thought it was cute. It was really cute. Your story was really, really cute. And who knows? Maybe we'll play it.
I have more than one memory.
Yeah, exactly. So I know you have a question. So we've got 5. Let me answer mommy's question real quick. We have 5 voicemails that have come in so far, counting Liv's. And we also have an email story that was sent in, and I'll be reading that one as well for Sean from Bernie, Texas.
Cool.
All right, Emma, what's your question?
I didn't like it, so I'm going to still ask you, but I'm probably going to ask another one too. But it's the one that I flipped to and pointed to.
Okay.
And it is, do you write with expensive or cheap disposable pens? Now, will you answer that? I'm going to flip to a different question.
Okay.
That's a funny question.
That is. So, do you write with expensive or cheap disposable pens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, expensive pens or cheap disposable ones. Liv, how about you?
cheap disposable ones, but not the cheapest.
Okay.
I like these.
These, like, the audience can see them.
Yeah, I know.
They're Papermate.
I was going to read it. Oh, my gosh. The Papermate Profile Elite. It has a medium point. I don't like the really fine points. It's a ballpoint pen. I don't like the gel pens. Because I really like the gel pens at first when it's smooth, but, like, a third of the way in, it starts kind of getting...
spotty.
Yeah, I don't like that. I really don't like that. Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
So, I don't get the cheap pens. I get the... $5 pens, I guess, but those are not expensive, like a cross pen.
Yeah.
Or whatever another expensive brand is.
Huh.
What about you?
I kind of ebb and flow with them. So there are times where I feel, I don't know, efficient or frugal, and I'll use, you know, Bic. You know, just those plastic ones, the clear ones with the ballpoint. And yeah, I'm pointing. And
I do kind of like those too.
I'm doing charades like for the audience.
You know, some of my favorite ones are the cheap ones.
Yeah. Then I also have, I think it's an AeroClick ballpoint that I have that I like. And then I used to have this chrome or silver, maybe stainless steel, rollerball pen. Mm-hmm. And I loved that one when I was in college. Yeah, I just did the handwriting motion for y'all. And I loved writing with that one, and I loved taking notes with it when I was in college, and I just felt like an executive when I wrote with it.
Oh, man. That's one it. Of these times I'm going to get one of his college notebooks. I'm going to read you an excerpt from it because he thinks that he was...
And even my writing style in those ebbed and flowed because sometimes I felt like a college kid. Sometimes I wrote like a soldier when I was in the Army.
Shoot, I'd really like to read that one page.
Then there were times I wrote like I was Kevin Costner from Dance of the Wolves.
So funny. It's so funny to read through. I'm surprised you let me. You know, because journals are personal.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want you to read my high school journal.
Yeah. You keep your secrets from me.
I'm surprised you let me read it.
Because I'm an open book.
Okay. Emma? Yeah. Babe? Perk up.
Oh, tired. And my earbuds are falling out.
Yeah, they've done fallen out. They have fallen out. All right.
Okay.
So did you find another question you want to throw at us?
See.
All right. Fire away.
She was laughing when she read this one, too. I think it's a...
Uh-oh.
When was a time when a child embarrassed you?
A child embarrassed me.
I think you should tell the Taco Bell story.
I hadn't even thought of the Taco Bell story. I was thinking about Germany in Wiesbaden. Wrong room.
Oh, that's a funny one, too.
I think I want to tell the Taco Bell story
wrong
now.
Wrong room.
Yeah. I don't.
Emma's like, I don't like this episode anymore. Let's change the channel.
Taco Bell is embarrassing for her, too.
We're taking down two Dugans on this one?
I guess so.
All right. We're going to take down two Dugans. You want to take them? Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, so... There I was.
Knew you were going to say that.
Because that's how every good Army story starts, even though I wasn't in the Army on this one. So Emma was about, what, 3?
Yeah.
I think so. Three years old. She was potty training. And we went to Taco Bell with some friends.
Were we with friends?
Yeah, we were with the Moors when they were still the Moors.
Wah, wah. Oh.
So, we were at Taco Bell with the Moors. Let's see. Where was I? So we were at Taco Bell with the Moors, and we just got word that Emma pooed her pants. So being the good dad, I decided I was going to go ahead and take Emma to wash up. And
why did I not take her?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I think because you were talking with Dana, and you had such a good conversation going. I didn't want you to stop that conversation.
I really don't remember the Moors and being there.
I think I didn't want to be like awkward there with Jared. So I figured, let them keep talking. I'll take care of Emma and we'll be good. So I took Emma to the bathroom and I realized she wasn't wearing diapers. She was wearing panties. And so it was like, okay, these are done. Let's toss these. And so I told her, we're going to have to toss the underwear and I'll clean you up and you'll put the shorts on. And she looked at me, and she was 3, and she looked like Boo from Monsters, Inc. And she goes, that's not a good idea. And she said it so clearly, it was kind of eerie. And I said, no, but baby girl, you ruined the panties. And don't worry, it's okay. No,
Emma loves
no.
the story.
And, you know, it'll be fine. And she goes, it's not a good idea. And then the pouty face came, and she was going to cry. And all of a sudden, the tears started to flow. And I was like, oh, no. And then she just started to scream, that's not a good idea.
We could hear her.
That's not a good idea. And she just kept repeating it over and over, and she kept getting louder and louder. And I was now thinking, oh, shoot. I have this 3-year-old little girl without any pants on because I'm cleaning them. And she's, you know, the quick thing was throw the panties away, clean her, put her back together, and then back out there. But now it's like, I was like, she's my baby girl. I can't stand to see her cry. So I said, okay, Emma, stand in the stall and I'll clean these as best I can for you. So I spent, 5 minutes while she was crying? That's not a good idea. And I spent 5 minutes. I plopped the poo into the toilet. I had her flush it, and you hear it go bloop. And so I still remember that, and she's crying, but she actually got a smile on her face when I told her I was going to clean the panties and she'll be A-okay. But she had to wait in the stall so that other people wouldn't walk in and see her. So she did that. And so, yeah, I was in the sink, soap, scrubbing old-fashioned style, old-school style with the panties. I was so embarrassed because somebody came in to use the bathroom, and I'm sure he heard the screaming before he came in. And so you can't put wet panties on a little girl, especially when she's your little princess. So I had to blow dry them with the air dryer that they have for your hands. And so there I was with the hand dryer, air drying 3-year-old girl panties in the bathroom at Taco Bell. And the guy just kind of looked at me like, I'll wash my hands later. You know, so he walked out. And then I was kind of grossed out because he walked out without washing his hands.
Ew, and then he went to eat.
And then he went to go eat. And who knows what else he touched. But it was like, if there was ever an event that would freak out an infection control person or an infection preventionist, that was it. Poo, guys not washing their hands, and Jerry air drying panties that once had poo in them. That was one really big time when a child embarrassed me.
Mm. What was that other story that you were going to tell?
Let's see if I can tell a quicker version of that. So Jacob was a baby. We were at the hotel in Wiesbaden, Germany. Mommy was in the bathroom, probably dropping a deuce.
Yep, Jerry.
What? You were in there a long time. That's all I'm saying.
Jerry, or taking a shower.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I just took down 3 Dugans.
I don't take long poops. You take long poops.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry.
So, Jacob's hungry. I'm feeding Jacob, little baby Jacob.
He's a baby, tiny baby.
Tiny little baby. He's like, 2 months old, 3 months old?
2.
And I'm in my underwear. I don't know why. This doesn't sound any better.
It's in the morning. It was first thing in the morning. Yeah. And, you were in your boxers.
I was in my boxers.
Boxer shorts. That's it.
Yes.
They were yellow. Were yellow. I remember because it was a pretty vivid picture.
I remember it like it was yesterday. So I'm feeding Jacob. He's in, you know, his diaper and his little, you know, baby outfit, whatever it was. And then all of a sudden the door to the hotel room started to creak open. And I don't even know why it was open in the first place, but I just kindly said, wrong room. And the door kept opening some more. And I said, wrong room. And the door kept opening more. And I was like, oh my gosh, yell it. Wrong room. And the door kept coming open like a horror movie, slowly and consistently. I was like, wrong room, wrong room, wrong room.
While feeding Jacob.
Yeah, while feeding Jacob. And I was in a panic. I couldn't do anything because, I mean, I was holding him.
You were in the bed.
And Jacob was like chilling out and eating his bottle, whatever formula was in there. And it turned out to be a little kid opening the door, and he just saw an open, I don't even know why the door was open, but it was open. Yeah. And he decided, the kid was probably about 3 years old, 4 years old, decided to finish the process of opening the door. And he was scared because there's a half naked man on a bed holding a baby screaming, wrong room, wrong room. And so he bolted off. And there I am feeding Jacob in my boxers with the hotel door wide open.
Oh, yeah. He left the door open.
The kid left the door open. And
Dad was so freaked out that the bottle wasn't even in Jacob's mouth at the end of this.
I was feeding Jacob's cheek.
Yeah. No, it was in his eye.
Oh, it was in his eye.
Yes. He had the bottle like that, and there was milk in his eye socket.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you for those questions. And I apologize for taking you down with me and Liv.
But not really.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, don't say that. I hate it when people say that.
Me too.
Hey, it was part of a women's liberation something or other.
Sorry, not sorry.
Campaign. Sorry, not sorry. Okay. All right, Liv. So you have a question for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Fire away.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. Okay, let's see.
Okay. Well, I could ask mine, and that might take up the rest of our time, too.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. So we've been collecting stories. We mentioned earlier that we had 5 voicemails come in. We had 1 email come in, And then I got a message from my cousin Susan, who is in Port Angeles, Washington. So storyline or story place for the Hunger Games? No, I'm kidding.
No, the Hunger Games.
Well, Hunger Games. Eating animals.
Hunger Games Vampire Edition.
What was that series called? Twilight. Twilight, where the Twilight series happens. So my cousin Susan lives there, and she actually sent me this email. She said I could share it, and it made me think of something we could say to folks out there who are listening. And so she had shared, I have been having a hard time just thinking about Christmas pasts without crying. Not sure I could speak out to them without falling apart. I have so many memories, good and bad, but they all make me so homesick. My heart aches so painfully. And it made me think about, maybe that's part of why we're not getting a lot of folks calling in or writing in, that maybe with those good memories that I'm asking people to share, there are some painful ones as well. And we know that some of the seasons that have a high rate of suicide are Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. So, with the good seasons, the good holidays, there are also some bad memories that come with those. So with that, my question to the both of you is, what would you like to share with those who may have some bad memories that keep coming up during the holidays?
Mama first.
Well played, little girl.
I don't really know if I can give good advice because I've never been there.
Me too.
And it's kind of like I could say something like just focus on the positive, but what if it's a really, I can think of a few people I know that have really horrible memories mm-hmm. that happened around this time, and it consumes you.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't share their stories.
Yeah.
But
tell me later.
What would you say was a rough Christmas season that we had, and did we have one?
I remember probably my worst Christmas was when I was in Germany and I was pregnant with Jacob and I was alone mm-hmm. because I was alone and my mom sent me all my presents, and so I opened them by myself in my room because my roommate was gone and you were not, well,
we had met, but
you weren't even there, you were in North Carolina, but so that was pretty bleak and sad, and I think I was just waiting for the day to be over mm-hmm. because I was so sad. And, my family had their annual Christmas Eve party at my aunt's house, and they called me, or I called them, and they were all having a good time. And I talked, the phone got passed around to everybody, and they're like, "Yay, Libby, yay." And I'm still sitting there in my room, and it was really sad.
Yeah.
It did not make me feel better talking to them.
Oh.
Because I knew that they were here having a good time.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get through it. Now, I wasn't a Christian then, and now I would probably I'd pray, but mm-hmm. Some of the people listening might not be believers either. I would try to find the good in something.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody's sitting out there with friends, or I know your cousin has family, and just count your blessings, even if they're small, at least, like Pastor Bill has said, if we have a roof over our head and running water, then we're considered wealthy.
Yeah.
Among most of the people in the world. And so I would just say, start counting your blessings, look for them, in everything, if you have a car that's barely running, that's broken down and has three wheels, at least you have a car, right?
Yes. You don't have two wheels, you have three wheels.
So I would start there.
Yeah. I think that's really cool that you brought that up too, because it's as if you knew Pastor Bill's sermon from this weekend without mm-hmm. actually having heard it. That was, and he did talk about that. We've had those. You had your lonely Christmas. I actually had mine like that a year before that
in Germany.
In Germany, I was there alone. In fact, I kicked off my Christmas by finally getting a hold of my girlfriend from training.
Uh-huh.
And the way I got a hold of her was I first had to speak to her fiance. Yeah. Yeah. So put that one together. So when I left for Germany, I had a girlfriend. When I finally got to speak to her a couple of months later, because she was always hard to get a hold of, I discovered why. Because in 2 months' time, she got engaged. And I was like, oh. So, and then, of course, everybody was gone. That's something about Christmas, is like everybody's gone. Christmas exodus. They're back home in the States. So it was just me in my room with no decorations, no furniture, none of my personal effects, because those are still coming across the ocean. And I felt very lonely. And mm-hmm. I'd used up the last of my calling minutes. to get a hold of my now ex-girlfriend. And so that was a hard time. I felt like, gosh, this really sucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, but past that, every other Christmas since, even in the hard times, like when I first lost my job back in 2006. So, you know, we had hardly any money. I was thinking, gosh, you know, Christmas is ruined for the kids. I totally am not coming through for my family. And then somebody gave us a few $100s. And then somebody at church heard about our situation. And then they pulled money together and we had a Christmas.
They gave us toys.
Yeah, they gave us toys to give to the kids. And that came out of nowhere. Like, we weren't asking for it. We weren't going around saying, woe is me, look at us and how bad things are going. I think, if anything, we kept a positive, upbeat attitude about the whole situation. And when people heard about our situation, they were willing to help us. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, you know, keep an upbeat, positive attitude and people will automatically give things to you. I am saying, kind of similar to what you said, you know, find the good in what you have. You know, it may be rough right now, or maybe somebody's gone, or maybe you're not home. Like my cousin Susan, you know, she's living in Washington, but our whole family was originally from California. Mm-hmm. And since my grandparents have passed away, you know, everybody's scattered. So I now have family in Montana, California, here in Texas, Washington, and things just aren't the same. And then we were talking earlier, you know, part of my sadness this year is that while you two are going through Nutcracker season, you know, I usually relied on hanging out with Jacob, and now Jacob has, you know, a more important relationship to him. And so it's like
young love,
man,
you're just jealous that you didn't have that.
There's that too. You're like,
but you have it now. Old
I
love.
I do. I have you. I wouldn't call you old love. I'd call you.
You have skinny love.
I was going to say true love. Fist bump. Yeah.
He was grumpy earlier. He's trying to get back on the good side.
Yeah, I am.
Wait, hold on. I'm sad with him.
Emmy, do you have any, like, listening to Dad and I talk, do you have any advice?
Touche.
Like we're fighting?
I know.
No, they covered it all. I don't know. I like what they both said.
Come on. You usually have some really good words of wisdom coming out of that little smart mouth.
Don't worry. Be happy.
And that ties in with her behavior preferences, too. Like, she is, you know, on that disc wheel that we've been talking about.
Well,
that I've been talking about a lot. Emma is the eye on the wheel, the influencer. And the phrase that describes eyes to the T is, don't worry, be happy. And so they naturally look for the positive in things, the good in what's going on. And there is good in what's going on. You know, events that happen to us are just events. Somebody may have passed away and we don't get to spend time with them anymore.
Ooh, that was you.
That was me.
That was you. Yell at yourself.
Oh, man. I downloaded Star Wars Commander and
yell at yourself.
I have not figured out how to take those notifications off. I have my phone on vibrate right now. So
put it on airplane mode.
That is like overriding everything else. Huh. So R2-D2 says, don't worry, be happy. That's what I'm taking away
from
this.
That's what his language.
That's what I'm thinking. He said, and so where I was before R2 so rudely interrupted us, is that, you know, maybe somebody is not with us any longer. Maybe they passed away or maybe a relationship ended. The blessing is that we did get to know them. We did get to have life with them while they were here. We got to build those memories and we get to build new memories. So, that would be my advice to those out there who are struggling this year. It's not easy. You know, pain is hard. And if there's a way that you can look at the positive in what's happened, see the joy that those people brought to you, then I would say hang on to that and build off of it. If you're going through a hard time, a rough patch, maybe you lost a job, just know that it's a season, that this is just one Christmas. And you'll look back and say, gosh, remember that Christmas? I'm so happy we don't have that Christmas to worry about anymore. We've got a new Christmas to worry about, or enjoy, I should say.
Oh, no, I have so much money. What am I going to do? I was so worried about it. Just kidding.
And so, you know, if that's something you want to share in your favorite family Christmas moment, maybe it was a time that you struggled and you persevered through it. That it would be a great story to share as well. So I'd encourage you, if you can find the positive, or just a challenge and you got through it, feel free to share that with us. If you want to share a memory of somebody who's no longer with you, and you have some cherished Christmas memories with them, honor them and share those with us and share that with others.
And maybe if they want it to be anonymous, they can email you and then you can read it.
Yeah. And just say, hey, read this and don't use my name. Use this alias so that I know it's my story and, you know, change the names to protect the innocent, I guess. Especially if you're in the witness protection program, keep it anonymous. Don't let us know you're in the witness protection program. All right. Anything else you guys want to add before we close out the episode?
Yes. Jerry always gets mad at me when I leave my phone on and it makes a noise in the podcast. So let it be known. What episode are we?
75.
Episode 75. My phone has not made a noise. Emma's phone has not made a noise. Jerry's phone made an R2-D2 noise.
The force is awakening. And that's what, in 5 days? 5 days, guys.
Who cares?
Four by the time you hear this.
Hey, you can. So. Hey, that's what you can do by yourself next week is go see that because I sure don't want to.
And Jacob, though, he wants to go.
I don't know. Next week is going to be crazy.
It is. Yeah.
As far as Star Wars goes.
I'm going to camp out.
Bye.
Yeah. Friday night. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So if you liked what you heard on this episode, please share it with your family and friends.
Give us a thumbs up.
Give us a thumbs up on iTunes. Rate us, review us, and subscribe, of course.
Five stars, please.
5 stars. Nothing less. Actually, give us the rating you would actually give us.
Which would most likely be 5 stars.
Because Emma's on the episode.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to like it because Emma was so tired and sad and not even talking.
I'm not sad. I'm so tired.
What was that?
That was not me. Jerry, you tooted on the show. You guys would not be awake right now.
Emma, you toot. Oh my gosh, it's Emma.
It's the chair.
That's not a good idea.
I was going to let Daddy go with it, but I moved down some more and it squeaked again.
Okay, so the announcement I was making, though, also, is that it's not too late to submit your favorite family Christmas moment or tradition. You can do that by calling in at 361-434-0126.
Where'd you get that number? And
from Google Voice.
Ooh.
And you could call other numbers.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
All right, so so there's your quick lesson on Google Voice from the real Jerry Dugan and his family on the Family Time Q&A podcast. The other ways you could submit your story, you could email it to jerrysdugan@gmail.com. You could also go to our website, therealjerrydugan.com, and in the top, there is a tab that says Ask a Question for the Show. You click on that, it'll take you to our SpeakPipe app, and if you have a microphone or a headset in your computer, you can leave us a voicemail through that as well. Thank you for listening.
And wait,
yo?
I have a recommendation to Mom. Let me skip school tomorrow so I can regroup my life.
No.
Or you can go to sleep right now so you can regroup your life.
That's a good idea.
No.